Hey everyone, and welcome to Taste Test, the new podcast from the Georgetown Voice at Halftime. We're going to be eating food and stuff and telling you what it tastes like, and it's going to be awesome.
Super interactive experience.
Alright. Anyways, my name is Daniel Varghese. Let's go around the room and talk about, have everyone introduce themselves, so just like, in a circle.
Yeah, my name's Erica Bullock. I'm a co-editor of Halftime. I go to this school. This is my bedroom that we are in right now.
Yes, Erica's graciously hosting us. It's wonderful.
I'm Claire Smith. I don't know why I just waved. I'm a freshman writer for The Voice.
My name's Emma Berg. That's all I got.
My name's Ryan Miller, and I'm losing my voice.
Good time Perfect. For a podcast.
Perfect.
I'm Chris.
Great.
Nice. Chris, where do you go to school?
The University of Shanghai.
I don't believe in school.
Great. Alright, so we have a number of things. Who made all the food selections for today?
So, we decided that since it is approaching fall...
It's officially fall.
It's officially fall. Yeah. It turned fall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fall happened many days ago.
Oh, well, so now that it's fall, everyone's about to get really obsessed with pumpkin-flavored things. So we decided to do a pumpkin-flavored taste test of all things pumpkin-flavored at Trader Joe's.
Before it gets trendy.
Before it's trendy.
We're one step ahead. We're ahead of the curve.
Trying to be.
Trend setting.
There will be no pumpkin spice latte tests.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Disclaimer.
All Trader Joe's powder.
All right. Here. Let's go around the circle. Pumpkin spice lattes, overrated, underrated.
Way overrated, not that tasty.
Definitely overrated.
Overrated.
Pretty overrated.
Overrated, not that bad.
Overrated. Great. Awesome. All right. Well, now that we're all in agreement, let's try this first thing, which is... Trader Joe's Country Pumpkin Spice Granola Cereal. I guess like we should all just take
Wait,
a little bit of it.
Yeah, but then... let me read if there's a description. Trader Joe's Country Pumpkin Spice Granola is a crunchy sweet creation. And then it has the ingredients, but I don't really care. Enjoy it for breakfast in a bowl. No, we're not doing that. All right.
Nope. We're literally just, I guess we're doing
Onto
this.
Onto the floor. There you go.
Yeah, I just put it in my hand.
That's why I got towels.
Okay, we'll share.
All right.
Do you want one of these? Yeah. All right, and then the way this is going to work is we're all going to eat it at the same time.
Okay.
Alright, so... Three.
Make sure you get raisin in it.
There's raisin.
Yeah,
they're actually raisin. Under...
This has to be a comprehensive
Wait,
experience.
Hold on.
Exactly. You really gotta get it all.
Alright, ready? I'm gonna put this in my mouth.
John Block is here.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm gonna put this in my mouth. Right now.
In your mouth. Ready?
In three,
Go.
Two, one. Oh, crunchy.
Can I get close to the mic and chew?
It's chewier than expected.
It's chewier than expected.
I'm trying to find the pumpkin flavor.
Do you taste the pumpkin?
No.
It's more cinnamon.
The aftertaste can be, like, kind of
pumpkin. Oh, yeah, I got that. There's, like, a nutmeg in it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really taste like pumpkin.
Hey, John Block, join the taste test. Introduce yourself.
It's a...
We have a latecomer.
Entering! John Block! New challenge!
Yeah. It smells strongly of pumpkin spice.
Yeah, verdicts? Anyone? Good, bad?
It's good. It's good.
I would eat it.
It's like
pumpkin.
Okay, it's good, but it's not granola. It's too chewy to be, like, granola.
Yeah, it's weird.
I also just don't taste pumpkin.
No, wait, whoa!
It's not a free-for-all taste test.
All right, okay. Yeah. We've taken too long on this.
Moving on. The next food item is Trader Joe's pita crisps with cranberries and pumpkin seeds. So, pumpkin seeds, these aren't, it's not a very strong or not a very explicitly pumpkin dessert or food.
Are we eating them?
Oh.
Yeah, and so why don't everyone take one and put it in your mouth?
Let me get very close to the microphone when I bite this.
Oh, it's pita.
Oh. It's very thick.
Mmm. Oh, sweet.
I like this.
There's cranberries.
This is also, like, good.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
This is ridiculously delicious on the bags.
I don't think it's ridiculously delicious.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a little bit, that's wishful advertising, but it's still good.
I'm getting it a little confused with the granola
taste. Would you eat this with a cheese?
No.
Says you would eat it with a cheese.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, cheese, like a very mild, soft cheese.
I would not eat this over regular chips.
Oh, imagine if you dipped it in Nutella.
Everything in Nutella is good because you don't taste the thing. That's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Moving on.
I this one because it looks disgusting.
So, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Someone go get a
I don't
fork.
I
want to
do it.
I'll use my fingers.
These are mochi ice cream balls.
But pumpkin
flavored.
And
they're melted.
They are melted and they look nasty.
I wish someone could see this.
That is disgusting.
It looks like vomit,
yeah,
honestly.
But I am a huge fan of mochi. I think mochi is almost delicious. I actually had mochi with my breakfast this morning. I'll be
Whoa,
like,
it
super
has
honest.
Chunks in it.
Do you want it, Daniel?
Yeah, I'll take a piece.
Oh,
Holy, oh god.
You have to take the whole thing.
No, I can't take the whole thing. That's like,
you gotta dig in, you gotta dig in.
That's good, but it's like mostly just sugar flavor.
Okay.
Oh, I get some.
I taste some pumpkin.
There's some pumpkin.
Oh, well, it's ice cream.
Oh, I feel disgusting after
this might
it.
Be like the most pumpkin-y thing so far.
Yeah, it's good. It tastes good. I wish it wasn't as melty and like gross looking. I think if it just like had emerged from the freezer and we'd eaten it, it would have been great.
This literally looks like vomit.
Yeah, it does look like vomit. It tastes good though. It tastes
Ooh's
really good.
Ooh's vomit is bright orange.
Saw that. No, I saw that on the Harvard steps today.
Actually is on the Harvard steps, so I think I've seen that too.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing is a Trader Joe's. It's a cereal bar, and it has a really fun name. It's low fat. It's called This Pumpkin Walks Into a Bar.
I don't like food that like is trying a little bit too hard and is trying a little.
That's
bit
all
hard.
Trader Joe's.
That's the definition of Trader Joe's.
Take a little bit.
All right, here we go. All right, we got some pumpkin bars. I'll break this into pieces.
A long Fig Newton.
It looks like a long Fig Newton, kind of like there's those fruit bars that exist.
Oh, okay.
Here, yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, there's like a Nutri-Grain.
Oh god.
That's
super sweet. It tastes like a Christmas candle.
That's actually really nice.
This is good.
I like this. This is best. This
it
is
does
my favorite
taste like a
eating
Christmas
so
candle.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Minus a waxy taste that I
assume
would be part of a Christmas candle.
Yeah, this is good. This is real good.
I'm a fan of this.
I like this.
How much sugar is in this?
How much sugar in one bar?
Don't worry about it.
15 grams.
That's all that much sugar.
That's less than
something.
Daniel, this is the fastest food test ever. Let me digest. I know.
The real punchline here is that these bars are made with none of these dreaded partially hydrogenated oils. Very unfunny.
Well.
Shout out to Trader Joe's for looking out for our health.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, here. Pass
the... This is a real pumpkin.
Next item.
But it tastes good. I like that. All right.
Yeah.
Next item is Trader Joe's pumpkin seed brittle, which are dusted with sugar and pumpkin pie spice.
Do you guys like peanut brittle?
I love peanut brittle.
This smells very salty. Just smell it.
Yeah, it does smell salty.
It smells kind of like popcorn.
All
right. Oh, it does.
Oh my god, this is my favorite thing.
Oh, it's good. That's real good.
Yeah, I'm down.
That's good. This is good.
This is good.
It's like kind of sweet.
It doesn't do much for me.
Yeah? You like peanut brittle, though.
Get out. I'm kidding.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what it is, but I'm just not a,
That's good. I like it.
All right. Our last thing is nothing because we are
we're not there yet.
Oh wait, we have more. We have more. What else do we have?
So, Emma and I, Emma bought some pumpkins, some real pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
And we microwaved one and then baked another one.
What?
So, we did a college
What?
This looks super disappointing.
No, that's not.
This is awesome though.
So, you have to try it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not eating that. I'm not.
You're not eating that?
I'll eat it, I guess.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Okay,
you can just, like, break it.
I'm gonna just take
that
a bite
is still steaming. That's still steaming.
It's
you might
hot.
Die.
You might die.
I probably shouldn't bite past this.
Oh my god.
Did it work?
Does it taste
it
like...
It worked!
Yes!
Does it taste like a pumpkin?
So yeah, what we did, just for the listeners who are probably just gonna be us, we cut a pumpkin in half and then put olive oil and cinnamon on it.
Olive oil?
So that it would... bake properly and then put it in the oven at 300 degrees for an undetermined amount of time.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it.
It comes around. It's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me another piece of that. Actually, is there more of the
It's right, decent. It doesn't really have any taste, but like it's not offensive.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not good.
It's like not offensive.
It doesn't really taste like anything. It doesn't taste like anything.
I need some brittle though.
It tastes the most like real pumpkin because it is real. The only thing that's real.
Actually, I think that tastes less like real pumpkin than the.
You don't understand what pumpkin is.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I've been trained
America
not to.
America doesn't understand what pumpkin is.
That's like saying grape is a flavor of like a grape otter pop.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's all the stuff we have for the taste test today. Thanks for listening.
Pumpkin brittle.
Wait.
Pumpkin brittle wins. Right.
We have to go around and say which one we thought was the best.
Oh, yeah. All right. Erica, you want to start?
I'm gonna tie between the pumpkin brittle and the pumpkin mochi.
Okay.
You like that?
I did like that.
Cool.
Really? I gotta say the pumpkin brittle. I think it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, second that was awesome.
I'll go the pumpkin Nutri-Grain bar.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I also like the pumpkin Nutri-Grain bar.
I'm going to go brittle.
All right, I'm going the Nutri-Grain bar. That's
no
all.
No love for the granola.
No, the granola was okay. All right, anyway, that's all for the taste test. Thanks for listening. See you later.
Bye.
Peace.